gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi. It's a beautiful day out there. I don't know what the heck we're doing inside. We need to be, of course, I don't know how the weather is where you're at, but down here in Louisiana, it's gorgeous. Next time, I think I'm going to do the broadcast from the beach. Not that we do have any good beaches here in Louisiana, but at least I be out there with some water. Anyhow, like to wish every mother out there a happy Mother's Day. I'm sure there are lots of mothers out there with children in Iraq who may not be having such a great Mother's Day tomorrow, especially not having their sons and daughters with them. And unfortunately, a lot of mothers in Iraq will not be having a Mother's Day there or a happy Mother's Day. As a matter of fact, it's a different day on, I think we're probably the only one who have it in May. In the Middle East, it's in March. March 21st, that's when Mother's Day is. But regardless, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there and to all the mothers-to-be. I think it's a great experience. I can't tell you about it because I never was a mother. But so what we going to talk about today. You know, you have been hearing a lot of people talking and talking and talking about the government and what the government is doing and what the government needs to do. And I'm sure a lot of you are absorbing the information that you're hearing. But there are so many issues out there that people listen to and people try to think about. But normally, we don't get anywhere. Even though we know what's going on, we still don't get anywhere. What really, and I think this is what we're going to concentrate our program in today. All these high-ranking officials that are coming out and saying what was going on back then. We talked about George Tenet. We talked about the senator from Illinois. And in when he said that he has he was on the Senate Intelligence Committee, and they knew that the information they were giving us was nothing but a big lie, but he could not say anything about it at that time. And then we have Larry Wilkerson. He's a senior aide to Colin Powell, very much talking about the impeachment of George Bush and relating it to if we tried to impeach President Clinton for what he did to one person, imagine how successful we will be for Dick Cheney and Bush doing the same thing to all of us with much bigger cigar. Anyhow, we'll be back in a couple of seconds and we will dive right into it and welcome your phone calls. We'll see you in a little bit.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to Idaho-Observer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let me just take a moment to remind everyone that the Republic Broadcasting Network is a network of the people. It's a network that needs your help in order to stay on the air. As you know, we've talked about this before. All other networks out there are basically owned by certain corporations, and these corporations basically demand and state the agenda for the network. That's why you hear the news in the way you hear it from mainstream media, and I can tell you all of them. I'm talking about all the networks, from Fox to ABC, NBC, CBS, all of them. Even PBS, that's supposed to be the people's network, but it's not. It's also being politicized and agenda-driven, just like the rest of them. The Republic Broadcasting Network is the only network that I can tell you that I know of. Maybe there are other networks there, but I can tell you that with the Republican Broadcasting Network, you hear what the guests want you to hear. No management, no one interferes in the content of any program on this show, on this network. So it's you, it's the truth, and no strings attached, except, like I always say, the strings between you and the network. So whatever you can do, please help the network and support the network and tell all your friends about it. Anyhow, let's go back to what we're talking about. And, of course, we do welcome your phone calls. The number is 800-313-9443. You know, another high-level official came out and talked about what was going on during the first Bush term. And Lawrence Wilkerson, who was the chief of staff to Secretary Colin Powell, he very much is asking that, you know, and saying there's enough evidence and the language in the Constitution about impeachment is very precise. And he's saying that there are solid evidence out there to impeach George Bush. You know, you have a lot of these people, and I want to caution everyone, when you hear people talk, especially in those high-level officials or former high-level officials, just remember, they did not get there unless they were within the system and unless they were in with everyone that was involved there. So whenever someone says something, you need to try to find out what is the motive of this person talking about this particular subject that took place when he was chief of staff for Colin Powell. How come he did not say anything before? How come he did not say anything when it really mattered at that time to come out, and he could have really made a big change in how the war and how you, the people of America, understood the danger and understood Iraq and understood why we are going to war against Iraq. But unfortunately, these people are coming out now to speak about this. You know, if you do follow what the media and the government tell you, you're very much a slave to their agenda. And that's what we were. Of course, I was not, because I opposed the war from day one and before they even went to war and knew that it was based on a bunch of lies. But at that time, about 80% or so of Americans have supported the war. To me, they were enslaved, like it or not, to the media that was on at that time and to the officials, because these officials could have said something. George Tenet could have said something and basically saved the country and the world the misery of what took place from 2002 until now. Lawrence Wilkerson, he could have said something when he was the chief of staff for Colin Powell. Colin Powell could have said something instead of waiting and then resigning and then months later saying that he made a mistake when he presented the information to the United Nations about the weapons of mass destruction. But now you very much know all these, and I'm really, to tell you the truth, I'm kind of sick and tired of hearing how bad George Bush was. All of us know now how bad he is, or how bad he was and still is. But what are we doing about all this? What are we doing about all this? Now, you know, most of the statements you're hearing from previous officials, they are agenda-driven. If they are Democrats, then you know for sure that these statements and these comments are made to basically get the country prepared for the next election that's coming up in less than 2 years or so. So, they are getting the country prepared, and you are being prepared along with them. But is that really what your purpose in life is to very much be enslaved to the politicians and to mainstream media? Is this what America all about? Is this the free, the brave? You know, being free requires hard work. Requires hard work. Don't depend on somebody else to make you free. You've got to take the initiative yourself. You've got to do something. You've got to get out of your comfort zone. Which, incidentally, let's just talk about this comfort zone a little bit. What is your comfort zone? Technically, comfort zone is wherever you feel comfortable, the most comfortable. And this zone could be your house, could be part of your house. That's when you are the most comfortable. It could be your bedroom. It could be your living room. It could be your comfort zone might extend to your neighborhood, that you would be very much comfortable in your neighborhood. Some people, as soon as they walk out of that door, right away their comfort zone ends and they go into a shaky and imbalance condition until they go back home and they get back into their comfort zone. It's like some people can't wait until they get home so they can get back into their comfort zone. But it does require you, if you want to change things, if you want to know what your purpose in life, if you want to be personally involved in affecting change or changes in the world, you've got to step out of that comfort zone or just push a little bit on it, because believe me, it is elastic. You can push on it and expand your comfort zone. You know, all of you have been in like gatherings or certain events where you go there and you don't know a lot of people and you're not the type who would go out and start a conversation with somebody. So you kind of very much stay to yourself, or maybe you hit the buffet table or find a picture on the wall that doesn't mean anything, and you stay out there making yourself busy, hoping no one will talk to you because you're busy looking at something. Well, that's when you have a very small comfort zone. People with a wider and a larger comfort zone are those people who basically go out there and talk to strangers. So now, let's bring this comfort zone idea to what can you do? Because I don't want to tell you any more about 9/11. It was an inside job. I don't want to say how bad the war is. All of you know how bad it is. All of you know what George Bush did. All of you know what the neocons did. And it's enough. Now it is us, and we can't depend on the elected politicians to do it for us, because they're going to play politics. Believe me, no one gets up there. Very few people, if any, get up there to become a congressman, a senator, or high official in the government unless they play politics. And we cannot play politics with our future, with our lives, with our children's lives. We can't do that. It is now, the ballot box is not the answer anymore. It will not work, because what they give you are the two that they already control, and you go out there just like a slave, a sophisticated slave, who will go there and very much do what he's asked to do. Welcome your phone calls, 800-313-9443. Let's talk about this and see if we can come up with some things for you to do. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we're talking about your comfort zone. It's really important that you understand what that term means, because you can actually use it, forget about politics, you can use it to improve yourself, improve your career, improve your life. And basically what it is, it's that you need to train yourself on how to expand that comfort zone around you. Expand it to be, and instead of just the living room and your couch, maybe the rest of the house, maybe your neighborhood, maybe at school, maybe at your work, at your office, wherever you are. And once you expand your comfort zone, you are opening up an infinite number of opportunities for you. And it may not take a lot. You don't really have to get out of that comfort zone. Just expand it, push on it from the inside. You know, imagine you are inside an elastic ball, and just push on that, push on the walls. You know, try to expand it. If you can get out, that would be the best thing to do, because I can tell you, most successful people in life, the richest people in life, the people who excel in sports and the movies, the people who excel anywhere, it doesn't matter, even to your school, people who excelled are those who were able to push on their comfort zone to get out of that comfort zone or make it bigger so they can get better opportunities and more opportunities. So what I'm telling you now is basically, with all the information you have, all the information that you have heard on RBN and from other sources, you know very much there's a problem with the going on in the country. The war, ladies and gentlemen, is probably one of the least problems we have. We have a whole system of government that being disintegrated in front of our eyes. We have a whole constitution that very much worked for us for over 200 years. Now it's being nothing but a piece of paper. We have an economy that is deteriorating big time, and we have 37% of Americans, ladies and gentlemen, are below poverty line. 37%. Now, the poverty line is a family of four making less than 19,000 something, a little over 19,000. Anyone making less than that, they are considered to be in the poverty stage. And unfortunately, a lot of them are children. So a lot of our children are being raised at a time when we are spending billions of dollars at a war that we're not getting anything out of it. Well, that should concern you. The economy should concern you. The future of your children should concern you. Now, if you are one of the blessed people with an income more than 19,000, which I'm sure you are, probably some people now looking at and saying, no, we're not. Well, then you are one of those 37 million people. Now, I received an email yesterday from a gentleman named Richard, who also sent the same email to Michael Collins, Piper, Rick Adam, it looks like Daryl Smith, and me. And this man, he's saying that, what have you done to change the course of Jew culture today? And he answers himself by saying, not a blank thing, except he filled in the blank. Well, I did not know that we were out there trying to change the Jew culture. At least I speak for myself. I'm not out there trying to change the Jew culture. I did not know that it was a Jew culture. I know there's a culture out there that is not the same culture that I like to have in the States. I would like to go back to the good old American traditions. But let's face it, who's raising our children? Not you. Number one, it's the government. Number two, it's what they see on TV. Now, if you want to blame that on the Jews, that's fine with me if that's what you want to do. I don't agree with you, but I can tell you one thing, that you can't sell a product unless you have a buyer. You cannot sell a product unless you have a buyer. And if we're buying all this, and if you think this is the attack from the Jews, and you just want to hang your hat and say, okay, that's it, well, that's your problem. I think there is definitely a problem with culture that we need to identify where the flaws of our culture is and try to work on it. But ladies and gentlemen, it will take every one of us doing his job. It's going to take every one of us doing his job. With you listening to me and waiting until you hear the next program and the next program and not doing anything about it, we're not getting anywhere. When we come back, we'll talk about what can you do. See you in a little bit.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to Current Issues. By the way, next Saturday, I will not be here, so you'll probably be hearing a rebroadcast of probably this week or last week. I will be out of town, and as a matter of fact, when the time comes for the program, I will be on an airplane somewhere. So we don't have the technology yet. Well, it is there, but I think it's too expensive to do a show from an airplane. Maybe one day when technology gets cheaper and cheaper and communications get much better, we'll probably be able to do it from anywhere. But our number is 800-313-9443. I want you to call me and tell me what are some of the things that we can do to participate and change the direction that the country is going into. Let's go to Idaho with Mark. Go ahead, Mark.
Hello, Dr. Talawi.
Hi, thank you.
Listen, I hear everything that you're saying. And my the way that I see it is, at this point, we are doing everything that we can do. I mean, we really are like a mouse going up against a gorilla here. But the one thing that I would add to this is when you look at all revolutions that have taken place throughout history, whether they were political revolutions, whether they were social revolutions, whether they were religious revolutions, you know, it doesn't make any difference. Intellectual revolutions. The common theme that runs through all of them was there came a point at which the people who were in favor of change, they came to the conclusion that there was no way that they could view the other side as anything other than an enemy. Okay, for example, you know, in the Middle Ages, you had this thing known as the Scientific Revolution, where people, of course, also thanks to the Muslims, where people started to take a second look at things that they before had just taken for granted, such as that the Earth was flat and that the sun revolved around the Earth instead of the other way around. And at a certain point, they had enough evidence in their camp where they completely walked away from the other way of thinking. And this is to us, you know, something that we have got to do now as well. We have to look at our current political and cultural situation, and we have to look at it as not being just a little bit goofed up, or that it just needs a little bit of fixing here and a little bit of fixing there. The thing as it stands now is our enemy, and not just our enemy, but the enemy to our children and to our grandchildren. And this is one of the things that we have got to, you know, this is the hard truth that we have got to face, which is that every one of those men and women sitting in Washington, D.C., and I don't care if they come out after they retire and they say, oh, yeah, we knew that that the evidence was, that all the intelligence was wrong, and we knew that this whole thing involving the war in Iraq was wrong, but we just didn't say anything about it then. Well, what they're telling you is, in saying that, of course, they're trying to buy your approval by doing this and trying to make you think that they're on your side, but really what they're doing is that they are confirming that they are your enemy, okay? And let's just be honest here. I mean, with what we have been able to accomplish...
Who's the enemy? Mark, who's the enemy?
Anybody who knows the truth and refuses to stand up and tell it, anybody who makes compromises with what they know is blatantly wrong with what is in the best interest of their countrymen is their enemy. I mean, treason and betrayal, these are pretty simple concepts to understand. I don't think that we have...
Mark, you mentioned that this fight, we're very much like a mouse. How did you put it?
A mouse fighting a gorilla.
Okay. Now, do you realize that the mouse represents 300 million people?
Yes, I know.
And the gorilla only represents few hundreds?
No, but it's not like that anymore. You see, it's not just you and I and a few other people who follow alternative media who are fighting X number of people who work in our government.
You think back in the 1700s, how many you think were fighting the British?
Well, if you believe the statistics at that time, you had about a third of the people who were for it, a third of the people who were against it, and a third of people who were down the middle of the road.
But
right now,
in the beginning, you had very much a consensus that we like England, and a handful of men started the movement.
Yes, but the thing that we have got to keep in mind, Hashem, is that it is not 1775 and we're not fighting the British. This is another thing that we have to keep in mind, is that it is a completely different war. When we look at...
Who are we? Are you saying it's the government?
It is, no. The government is just a... it's just like any other inanimate object at this point. You have to look at not at the sword, but at the arm that is swinging the sword. And in this case, the arm that is swinging the sword is the Zionists, plain and simple. I mean, there's just no point anymore in trying to hide this fact. It is not our country. It is not our government. We are a slave state to the Zionists. And anybody who can't see that, then they're either blind or stupid.
Mark, we can talk from now until doomsday about the Zionists and their control and all this. But actually, we're doing nothing to change the situation. Number one, that government is our government. Number two, that Congress is our Congress. And if it's corrupt, they represent us. That means either we're corrupt or we don't care anymore. And if we don't care anymore, then might as well let's just shut up and go home and don't say anything about it. Now, what I'm really trying to get people to understand is they very much know who the enemy is. And let's not call it the government, because the government is our government. It's what can the 300 million people do to claim their government back and claim their institutions back, because the institution, the constitution, everything is very much a it's us. It's us. What it boils down to is we always like to blame somebody. Now, there is no doubt in my mind that there is Jewish influence, there is Zionist influence in the highest circles of our government. But what are we doing about it besides complaining about it?
Well, listen, first of all, the one thing that I would say is that it is not we 300 million people versus a few million government employees. It's not. It is a handful of people versus 300 million people and X number million of government employees. I mean, for the most part, the American people, they, yes, they'd like to have a little bit more money in their pocket, but do you see them out there protesting the war? Do you see them out there doing anything substantive? They're not. They won't even participate in the bloodless, peaceful revolution of voting for good men or good women.
Okay.
To represent
them. We can't vote for good men. We can't. They're not out there. Good men will not make it to the ballot boxes. Good men will not make it to the ballot boxes. We see how the media is very much bringing, you know, on MSNBC with the GOP debate that took place a couple of weeks ago or 10 days ago, very much MSNBC poll, because it depends on who watches that, and it depends on who goes on MSNBC website and votes. Ron Paul was the first. But if you look at other websites, the majority of the websites in the country, he was very much way down at the bottom. And when people asked if they are familiar with him, about 5% said they were familiar with him. So we have a problem. We cannot get the right people, the good people that you're talking about, into the ballot boxes.
Okay, I understand that. But what I'm saying,
let's talk about how can we get the right people? It's not going to happen overnight. It has to take a movement from the people who want to push on this comfort zone of theirs, besides just listening to the to us talking, and then going out there and doing it, talking to their neighbors. That's pushing and making that comfort zone more elastic than rigid. Talking to people at work, actually finding out what are other organizations in their hometowns, and if there is not one, go ahead and start one. Start just a group of people who will go out there in front of government buildings. You don't have to go to Washington. There are groups in a lot of hundreds of cities in the United States who go out there religiously every week and stand in front of a federal building. Some of them, they talk and have speakers. Some of them, they just stand there and do nothing. If you can do that, that will be something that you are adding to this formula. And if you can write in the newspapers, if you can write to your congressman, even though at this point you by yourself writing to your congressman is not going to do much, but you can organize letter writing parties at your house or at your office.
Here's
or you can get group of people and go and visit with your congressman.
Okay, but Hashem...
We need solid things, Mark. We can no longer continue talking, you know, dancing to the same song and dance. We can't. We cannot afford to do that. The country is being disintegrated. We are losing the war in Iraq. Our people are being killed. We are killing over a million Iraqis there. We destroyed the country, and now Dick Cheney, as we speak, is in the Middle East, basically trying to get everybody out there ready when we to when we attack Iran. We cannot continue and afford just to be listeners to RBN or listeners to any of these programs. Everyone listening has the duty to get out there and do something.
Listen, there's an old saying that you can lead a horse to water, but you cannot make him drink. Now, we can do all of these things. And by the way, I mean, I share your passions and I share your sympathy. I'm saying here that there is a practical element to all of it that we have to consider. And the practical element is that the American people simply do not give a damn about it. We would see, let's put it this way, how hard is it to get on the Internet and to type in a few things and find out what is really going on with regards to the war in the Middle East? It's very easy, and there are relatively, it's relatively painless and relatively, there's no risk to it at all. But you don't see people swarming by the millions to Republic Broadcasting. You don't see people swarming by the millions to American Free Press or to any of these other alternative forms of media. You do see them, however, swarming by the hundreds of millions to places like Fox News and ABC and CBS. And the problem is that they are addicted to this. You see, you could give them the full, unvarnished truth, and they simply do not want it. Now, back to the practical aspect of how, you know, when we began this discussion, all we can do at this point is to plant the seeds. You see, right now, the American people are under a spell of sorts, and you cannot compete with the magic that the Zionists are able to weave. Okay, we cannot compete with that. All that we can do is to put the truth out there and then wait for this whole system to come crashing down. That is the problem with the American people. If you want to understand, you brought it up, it is that comfort zone. As long as the American people are comfortable, then they will sit by and they will allow anything to happen to anybody around the world. It's like Thomas Jefferson said when in the Declaration of Independence, that mankind is disposed towards suffering evils when evils are sufferable. Now, all we can do is plant the seeds and hope that we can take certain steps to protect ourselves and our families when this thing comes crashing down. But until it comes crashing down, I am afraid that we're not going to have much of an effect on the American people. We're a completely different creature than we were 230 years ago when we were fighting for our independence. It's a completely different country.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Thanks. Mark, with the he's a reporter with the American Free Press. Let's go to Arizona with Robert. Go ahead, Robert.
Good afternoon, Dr. Talawi.
Good afternoon, sir.
I praise you for your efforts, and I am on the same page with you in many ways, but I would have to take exception to what the last caller was saying. If anyone would take the time to Google phrase Ron Paul revolution and Phoenix, those four words together in Google, you will find a YouTube video of a bunch of activists who consist of Jews, Christians, atheists, I'm sure, perhaps a Muslim or two, and they worked very hard to put signs all over Phoenix to get the word out about Ron Paul. And you know, Arizona is one of the primary states in the Republican election coming up, and they're already doing this now, and they're putting up huge signs all over town. And in the, by watching the video, you can figure out how you can do it yourself. It's a self-educating experience, and it's a positive thing. And that's just one thing that people can do. I know for a fact that in a small town or in a large town, if you're in a small town of 5 or 10,000 people, you can put a little sign up on the side of the road that says republicbroadcasting.org, you know. Or you can put an ad in a larger town in a thrifty paper, you know, one of these Dandy Dimes or Nifty Nickel type papers. And in the personal section, you know, advertising RBN and maybe a few other things that you believe in. And these are things a person can do on an impersonal level. But on the personal level, we can make DVDs of various things like, you know, Alex Jones' movie Terror Storm, to educate people about the fact that the kind of trickery and deceit that's led to this war has happened before. And, you know, Major General Smedley Butler, back at the just after the turn of the last century, wrote a book called War is a Racket that is free on the Internet. People can print that out and hand it to people. It's very few pages, but it points out that the powerful interests that have run the world are no different today than they were probably at the time of the Old Testament. And we have powerful commercial interests, and I think one of the biggest mistakes anybody can make is blaming something on Jews or Arabs or any other individual group of people. Are we having a commercial coming up?
I'll tell you what, Robert. I'll have you after the break.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcast Network. In this last segment, I have Robert from Arizona still with me, and he brought up excellent points, and that's exactly what I was talking about, and we'll continue to talk about this more in the second hour. We've got to move from the listening phase to the action phase. And we'll talk about how to set up goals and how to do it, but it's very simple. It will not require a lot of your time. Robert, it's great ideas what you brought up, but how can, you know, this comfort zone, which a lot of people are very much, their comfort zone is very, very small, almost sticking to their bodies. How can we get people to start pushing on that?
I have one suggestion for those who have family and loved ones, especially if you have children. I would go into their room at night when they've just fallen asleep and quietly walk over and look at them resting calmly in their bed and look at them, and then ask yourself if you want them to one day be thrust into an unjust war somewhere and turned into cannon fodder to feed a war machine that serves no purpose other than the profit and interests of a selfish few, or if you want your kids to grow up in liberty and free of tyranny. The bottom line is, you know, we can use all these models like, you know, cabal of people on Wall Street or whatever. The bottom line is we are up against a tyranny, and if we want liberty, we're going to have to fight for it. And that doesn't mean we have to take up arms, but it may mean we have to take up arms. But if you don't look at your child in the face and then go look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself if you're man enough or woman enough to get out of your comfort zone and work for a better world for your own children and those of, you know, your children's children. If we're not all willing to do that, then we are in a sorry state of being as a human race. And, you know, Mark Twain pointed out that the two greatest attributes of the human race are cowardice and laziness. And I don't think anything's changed in thousands of years.
I agree with you. Thanks, Robert, for the call.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. You know, I'm glad to receive calls like Robert and Mark because they brought up a lot of good, excellent points. From now on, we want to try to get people to basically, let's get together. Let's get together and help RBN. As you know, we would like to see RBN in many, many markets. There's nothing wrong if you know about a radio station where you're at who would be interested in carrying some of the programs on RBN. That would be wonderful. That's the only way we can get the word out there. And remember, you know, just like Robert said, there's nothing wrong, and it's very simple to print out some flyers or brochures. Get the website, the republicbroadcasting.org, and you can also give our website, currentissues.tv, and join us on the Internet. You know, unfortunately, not a lot of people have the privilege of having an Internet where they're at. But definitely there's a lot of other things that we can do. And we'll talk more about this in the second hour. The number is 800-313-9443. We'll see you in a couple of minutes.